Our reading this morning for our devotion is from Romans chapter 6, beginning at the 15th verse. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed. And having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification, and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Aha! Here we are. A full heart. I knew we came to the right conference, because now we are going to be told what to do in order to get grace. Here we're going to get the 7-point exegetical devotion on how to be obedient from the heart. Because heaven forbid I sin because I'm under grace. Can you hear my voice? Anyway, what Paul is describing here in Romans 6, and it's very important that we grasp this, is not a process of becoming. This is a huge misunderstanding in Christendom. This is not a process of becoming, but a reality of who you already are as a Christian. And this is why he uses the powerful metaphor of a slave. Today, slavery for many of us seems like a foreign concept. However, in the first century, it was a real and tangible metaphor. It's estimated that actually 2/3 of the Roman Empire were slaves. And in the Roman Empire, a master defined the slave's life totally. So much so that if the master was a bad man, no matter how good the slave was, the reputation of the master was brought upon the slave's whole household. Therefore, Paul, in Romans chapter 6 here, is not flippantly paying lip service to the grace of God. He's not saying here, yes, 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 you're saved by God's grace, but now you better put it all together and don't sin anymore. Rather, Paul can strongly answer his question, by no means, because Jesus is our new master. He is our new master, and by faith in his work for us, his righteousness is completely all ours right now. And it is his work and his righteousness which defines us and our household. And because of the objective truth of Christ's death and resurrection, the subjective experience of no longer presenting your members to as sin, as instruments of unrighteousness, is actually your reality right now. That is your reality right now as Christians. This is the powerful reality and declaration of Christ and him crucified over you. This is our joy. This is our strength. This is our courage. The question that St. Paul poses, shall we continue to sin because I'm no longer under the law but grace? This is intended to highlight the gospel, not take it away. Obedient from the heart, a full heart, is not the process of you now seeking God and being put through some sort of divine makeover in order to clean you up a bit, because in the end, all you need is a little bit of a spiritual facelift. God isn't the least bit interested in a better you. He wants a new you. And that is what he makes you and has made you in his Son, Jesus Christ. Justification by grace alone, through faith alone, because of Christ alone, is at the heartbeat of Paul's rhetorical questions and our entire Christian life. It is the unconditional justification of God that is our perpetual fountain, the constant source of whatever righteousness we may acquire. And obedience from the heart, a full heart, is not the goal, but the source of all good works. Because the imputed, unconditional righteousness of God is not a temporary loan or a legal fiction, as some would like to say, but the power, indeed, the power of God unto salvation. And that kind of power is the power that has the power to cleanse our hearts. That kind of power is the power to give us full hearts, because that heart is full with God's Holy Spirit. And by faith, that faith has the power from the heart, as Paul will later say, to bear fruit, and fruit that lasts. Amen.